And an obvious alternative answer is recycling. Dr. Alan McClelland is Operations Director of the National Metals Technology Centre. Okay, let's take a mobile phone for a start. Obviously, it's got lots of little bits in it, and you could take them apart, have a look inside. The most obvious thing you'd want to do is recycle the bits. Is that straightforward? You just do it?
It's kind of complicated. You've got lots and lots of very small components with a lot of these really quite critical materials, but they're embedded. They're embedded deep in those small components, and they're embedded not always as just the metal. They're embedded as some compound of that metal. So getting that metal back out, in principle, great way forward, exactly the things we should be thinking of doing, but it needs some care and some thought about, does it take more energy to take it out than it did to produce it in the first place? So maybe some alternatives are, well, maybe I don't take the metal out. Do I recycle the components? Do I recycle the whole circuit board? Maybe I have to recycle the whole phone. Maybe I just repackage it, putting in a different envelope, and all of a sudden, it's a new phone.
So what do you think is the best way forward doing that?
I think what we'll end up doing is a bit of a combination of all of these things. Maybe an alternative is to look at the PC style of approach. So rather than with your PC, you don't have to change everything. Maybe just put a new processor in. Maybe you put new software down, and that gives you the new applications and all the rest of it that people are looking for.
Well, taking the mobile phone as well as various laptops, I think the European Commission decided a couple of years ago that they're going to send the millions and millions of these devices to other countries where they can't afford them quite so much.
Yeah.
Is that an answer to the problem?
It's certainly part of the answer. The average mobile phone lifespan is about 18 months or thereabouts.
Or your daughters?
Oh, my daughters, much less. Two teenage daughters seems to be more like 6 months. Taking these mobile phones and reusing them is certainly a solution. But if some of these developing countries, China and India, you know, they want to have that higher standard of living, and part of that is also having that same equivalence in technology.
What about larger technology, for instance, wind turbines, which have got, is it rare earths by the ton?
By the ton, yes. Wind turbines have a tendency to use the rare earths in the generator, so you have very, very powerful magnets in order to generate the electricity. The more powerful the magnet, the greater the efficiency of the device. The problem you've got with wind turbines is they're not ready to be recycled. I guess we're probably designing wind turbines for a 25-year lifetime. Well, we're nowhere near that. So we can talk a lot about recycling them, but we're going to have an awful lot of patience because they're not there yet. There are lots of material in them, and that makes their recycling much more straightforward, that's for sure. But like a lot of these critical materials, they're relatively new. So have to be careful.
A long way down the list, but still on your list, is aluminium. And of course, Australia has got a great deal, but it's gigantically expensive in terms of energy to get the stuff out. How does that go in recycling?
Now, aluminium is actually one of the best examples, alongside steel, of recycling metals. Particularly if you look at aluminium drinks cans, it's almost a complete closed-loop recycle. So smelting bauxite, the raw material for aluminium, takes about 10 times the energy of melting and recycling the pre-processed material. So yes, because it's available in such large quantities, we use it a lot, we use it in many, many different forms, it is available in large enough quantities for recycling to be, in this case, cost effective.
And from your own work, from your own research, do you think industry is beginning to become aware, as they should, of how to recycle effectively?
Yes, people are now starting to really look at this and looking across from the whole life cycle. So if you want to recycle, for example, one of the things you've got to think about is really at the design stage, how will I disassemble this device?
How we get the stuff out again?
How am I going to get it out? Can I take it apart? Anybody who's ever tried to take a mobile phone apart, you'll find actually it's quite tricky to do. But if you want to do that efficiently, it's got to be very, very easy. So it's go right back to the design stage. Do I want to use this metal at all? If I do, how am I going to recover it at the end? What are all the steps that are needed? Can I disassemble it? Can I extract it out properly? So yes, industry is really starting to take notice of these things, and you see some good things happening out there.
Dr. Alan McClelland, National Metals Technology Centre, speaking at the British Science Festival in Bradford.